Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
First of all, it's very strange times and it's quite hard for everyone involved, and no one could really foresee this pandemic coming, and this is the case for a lot of big events, cultural events, sporting events all around the world. When this pandemic started, we very quickly started to work on contingency plans, all the way up to the heads of delegation team, where all the delegations are meeting in the host city to discuss the production, which was on the 8th of March. We were quite sure that we could host Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam one way or another. But then it became clear just a week later that this would be very, very difficult. And at some point, we just had to decide to cancel it, which was very sad, but that was the only right decision. We couldn't host Eurovision Song Contest as we wanted. We couldn't even host it at all in Rotterdam. And then we had to cancel, like all other big events has done.
10 jaar lang was Jon Ola de grote baas van het Eurovisie Songfestival. De editie in Rotterdam is de laatste, maar helaas zit een groot afscheid er niet in.
I'm really sad that I couldn't take a proper farewell with all the fans, all the delegations, with the Eurovision Song Contest as it was supposed to be. And I would have wanted a different ending of my term, but that's the way it is. And I'm working hard now to wrap up this edition that didn't happen and to make sure that we can look forward for a new edition next year.
Gelukkig voor alle songfestivalliefhebbers is er voor zaterdag toch een mooie show voorbereid.
We have now an alternative program coming up as a terrestrial TV program brought to all the participating countries and beyond, where we will honor the artists. We will talk to them in their living rooms around Europe and Australia, and we will also have greetings from other former participants. So in addition to what we do online with a lot of activities on social and on our YouTube channel, we will have this program on the 16th of May at the same time slot for 2 hours with 3 hosts in Hilversum, and we connect to all the artists that should have participated to celebrate Eurovision Song Contest, the Eurovision Song Contest that didn't happen. This will show the taste of the different territory and public votes, expert juries, and all of that give a signal of what a country like, for instance, Australia think about the songs.
Alle deelnemers van dit jaar worden dus in het zonnetje gezet, maar volgend jaar moeten alle landen met een nieuw liedje op de proppen komen, want regels zijn regels.
We have decided that we need brand new songs for the Eurovision Song Contest. And we have a rule that says that no songs can publicly performed or commercially released before the 1st of September, the year before the Song Contest. So this stands, but all the broadcasters are of course welcome to send in their artists with a new song. And I think we will see many of the artists that should have been on that stage on the stage for Eurovision Song Contest next year.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.